Heavy demand for the COVID-19 vaccine may be masking hesitancy among Black and Latinx populations.
There's a fear in the community, yes. There's a fear. A lot of fear. And right now, it's pretty bad.
That's Catalina Zavala with the Peoria Friendship House. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, January 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. As the Federal Correctional Institute in Pekin endures its second COVID-19 outbreak, the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois is monitoring conditions at all prisons and jails. Joe Deacon reports.
Vivian Reed's husband, Cleophas, is a Pekin inmate. She says that while he and other inmates have received extra telephone minutes amid the pandemic, that doesn't make up for a lack of face-to-face time with family members.
They haven't had visits since March, and I feel like, you know, even though with social distancing and stuff like that, people still need to be able to connect with their loved ones on the outside.
According to the Bureau of Prisons, 94 Pekin inmates and 12 staff have COVID-19. That's down from more than 200 active cases there a month ago. Ed Yanka is a spokesman for the ACLU of Illinois. He says as they examine jails and prisons, they find the coronavirus is nearly impossible to control, and some efforts have negative effects.
What we're really seeing now, as we look around the cumulative effects of lockdowns and restricted movements, which cause both the kinds of problems in terms of sanitation and other things, but also serious mental health damage.
Yanka says large prison populations pose a big challenge for inmates to get adequate health care.
We built these large facilities, then we've overcrowded them. That doesn't permit people to be distanced, to be separated. What it often means, too, is you can't even provide good services inside those facilities.
In response to a WCBU inquiry, Pekin prison officials offered no comment and referred only to the pandemic plan on the Bureau of Prisons website. Multiple attempts to get a comment from the American Federation of Government Employees, the Union for Pekin Prison Workers, were unsuccessful. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Illinois health officials reported more than 4,800 new COVID-19 cases Wednesday, raising the number of infections since the start of the pandemic to more than 1,081,000. The state's coronavirus death toll stands just shy of 18,400, with an additional 107 fatalities since Tuesday. 538,000 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across the state, with nearly 113,000 people fully vaccinated. The state's preliminary 7-day positivity rate is at 6.7%. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Overall demand for COVID-19 vaccinations is strong in the Peoria area, but that's not as true for the Black and Latinx communities. As Tim Shelley tells us, it's an issue local public health officials are addressing on multiple levels in the quest to achieve herd immunity.
Nearly 15,000 people have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in the Tri-County area since December. That's included frontline healthcare workers and long-term residents so far. There hasn't been a major lack of demand as of yet, but upon drilling down, enthusiasm is far lower among some communities. With an 80% vaccination rate needed among the general population to achieve herd immunity, public health officials are launching a media blitz to encourage widespread acceptance of the vaccine. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says the health department is partnering with the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria to survey specific communities about their concerns at the ground level.
We can talk about it in a very academic way, but it can come down to something simple as there's two different brands. There's a third brand coming to the market, Johnson & Johnson. Which one's the best? You know, so we have to be able to digest that information and be able to approach them.
Another component of the outreach strategy is identifying champions to advocate for vaccination on a more personal basis. Catalina Zavala at the Peoria Friendship House is one of those champions. She's worked with the Latinx community for more than 40 years. She says she's heard some of her clientele say the vaccine is, quote, from the devil.
There's a fear in the community, yes. There's a fear. A lot of fear. And right now, it's pretty bad.
Chris Wade agrees. He's another advocate and chair of the Peoria NAACP's Health Committee. For people of color, Wade says fears of the COVID-19 vaccine are compounded by distrust of the medical community and the politicization of the virus.
You'll hear many people say, oh, it seemed like it got rushed out too fast. And with the fact that it's tied to a certain administration that a lot of people have a lot of issue with right now.
But for Wade, any reluctance is outweighed by a responsibility he feels towards his partner, family, and community.
My push is to really meet people where they are, talk about that fear, explore that fear, but hopefully demonstrate and show to people that I got the vaccination. Yes, I was weary at first, but I had to put in a leap of faith and do what's right.
That sentiment is echoed by Dr. Tamara Olt, a Peoria OBGYN and the founder of Jolt Harm Reduction. As a health worker, she was among the first people in the area to roll up her sleeve and receive the shot. She says she understands the reasons for hesitancy among communities of color, but hopes health workers leading by example helps assuage some of that reluctance.
A lot of the African American and Hispanic community are really out there, first line, working in hospitals and in the service industry and just constantly being exposed. So I hope that they will trust, especially when they see medical staff not hesitating to get the vaccine.
Catalina Zavala at the Friendship House says she's citing those who took the plunge to convince others it's safe.
And a lot of people had done it already that I know, and nothing happened to them. So I put example of people that had done it and nothing happened. They get still walking, and I specify that we need to do it so that we can finish this epidemic.
Zavala also plans to get vaccinated herself. And it's those personal stories that Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson is banking on.
It's always good to make sure that if you are interested in getting vaccinated, you get vaccinated, then share that story with others. You know, a lot of times we can talk about it, but peer-to-peer communication is going to be strong.
I'm Tim Shelley.
And you can find more information about the vaccine at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, don't forget to join us this evening from 5:30 to 7 for a forum featuring the candidates running for Peoria mayor in the primary. You can listen on air at 89.9 FM, you can stream it at WCBU.org, or watch on our Facebook page. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.